Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's an honor and a blessing to be with you once more on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen and hallelujah. I said the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. God, you're good. You're awesome. We love you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise, and there's none like you. Oh, I love you today. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I worship you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for our right mind, oh God. Thank you for provision. Thank you for this Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And Lord, I ask that you have your way. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I just felt like praising him. You ever just feel like praising the Lord? Sometimes we just got to lift our hands in the sanctuary. And the sanctuary can be anywhere that you are. Don't you know that praise will confuse the enemy? Oh, yes, praise will confuse the enemy. I want to read a psalm to you. I want to welcome you. Amen. And this is just us getting started in the broadcast for today. Call somebody, tell somebody to come by and listen to Woman to Woman. Today I'll be teaching on spiritual warfare. Today I will be picking up my teaching from last week on spiritual warfare. If you missed it last week, you want to go back and listen to the archive. I'm certain that the Lord will bless you. The Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. The chat room is open, and also the switchboard will be open. I will be taking calls later on in the broadcast. I want to read Psalm 67. Listen to this and be blessed in your hearing. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. My, my, my. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is powerful. That is just so powerful. God truly has let us know in his word that when praises go up, blessings come down. When praises go up, blessings come down. And I want you to just get that in your spirit, even while you're going through spiritual warfare, because God wants you to know that your praise not only will confuse the enemy, because he won't be able to figure out why you're still praising God when all the gates of hell are trying to prevail in your life, but also God says that he will bless you. And we have to understand that the blessing of God is not always necessarily in things of substance, like material things. God does not necessarily just bless us with a house or a car or money. God doesn't necessarily just bless us with a husband or a child, but God also blesses us with peace. God also blesses us with peace and rest in him. When we can come and rest in God, then we are truly blessed. Let me give you my definition of blessed. Blessed is the happy condition of the individual who has accepted the lordship of Jesus Christ and allows Jesus Christ to reign and rule in their lives. Amen. In his or her life. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you inherit the promises of Abraham. Not only that, but you have moved from the world into the kingdom of God. You have moved from shame and sin to the promises of God, of blessings and prosperity, forgiveness and repentance. Amen. You have moved from the old you into the new you, which is really the you that God intended you to be all of the time. Amen. So what we have to realize is that God has a great plan. And when you move into the kingdom of God and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are walking into the plan of God for your life. You have just allowed your feet to hit destiny. Amen. Did you hear what I said? When you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are no longer on your way to destiny, but you have allowed your feet to enter into destiny. Your feet have hit destiny. Amen. So know that even though you're going through spiritual warfare right now, know that God has a plan, and his plan is greater than the plan of the enemy. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So I'm teaching on spiritual warfare, and I read last week from Ephesians chapter 6, and in that particular verse of scripture, you know that the Bible talks about after you've done all to stand, just stand in the power of his might. And we are exhorted to put on the full armor of God and to pray in the spirit always, to pick up the sword, which is the word of God. Eat the word. Eat the word of God. Get that word so deeply ingrained within your spirit that nothing will be able to come between you and God, not even spiritual warfare. Amen. So I want you to call somebody, call a friend, and tell them to get on and listen, blogtalkradio.com/power. Or they can call 646-652-4832 to listen. And I'm here every Saturday at 1 o'clock, unless I have something else on my calendar, like a preaching engagement or something like that, a preaching assignment. Amen. Because every time I go out, I know that I'm on assignment. Amen. Amen. So let's look at, I want to show you another scripture as to just really give you an idea as to why you're coming up against so much spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and the excellency of the power, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." So Paul is writing that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then he goes on to write, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith," listen to this, "we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, is for God's glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Powerful, powerful. That is a powerful verse, section of scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 7, going all the way to verse 18. It talks about the fact that you have a treasure contained within you. You have a treasure of glory in the earthen vessel. It talks about that the excellency of God may be made manifest, that that power may be of God and not of us, because we don't have the power to do what God has called us to do without God. Amen. We can do nothing without God. And then it goes on to talk about what we're talking about here on today, which is spiritual warfare. Paul says, persecuted but not forsaken. You might be going through, but God is with you, because he said, never will I leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, but lo, I'm always with you. He said, cast down but not destroy. This life might knock you down. Some of the persecution, some of the circumstances, some of the trials that you're going through in life knock you down. But guess what? You're not destroyed. It cannot take you out. I tell people all of the time, the devil can knock me down, but guess what? I'm getting back up, and I'm getting back in the fight. You knock me down, I'm getting up. You knock me down again, I'm getting back up. And we're going to keep fighting until it's over. Amen. Because it's not over until God says it's over. And if it looks like you're losing, then it's not over. Did you hear me? If it looks like you're losing, then it's not over, because we have victory in Jesus. Amen. And you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. So don't go by what it looks like. Amen. The Bible here, it says that we don't look at the external. We don't look at what it looks like, but we know that it is eternal. Amen. That it is God's will that we get the victory. And it just goes on to talk about persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. And what that's simply talking about is that we have to die daily. We have to die daily. Jesus said, pick up your cross and die daily. Amen. That means that parts of you have to die. There are certain parts of you that have to die so that God can get the glory in your life. Now, you're not going through a physical death, but there are some things that are going to be spiritually pruned from your life so that you can go forward into your destiny even more further, because once you become a Christian, you are in destiny, but you are going to continually be journeying, taking that journey along the path of destiny. Amen. So there are parts of you that will be pruned away, like unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, jealousy, low self-esteem. All of these things, God's going to prune away from you, and they're going to die. Amen. They can only thrive as long as we give life to them, as long as we allow them to be attached to us. But when you allow God to prune them from you, they have nothing to live on, and they die. Amen. And what is the best way to get rid of some of that stuff? By continually eating the word of God. You will grow. As you eat the word of God, you will grow. I talk about the caterpillar, how the caterpillar starts out as a larva, as a little worm with all these legs. And then the caterpillar, from the time that the caterpillar is born, it begins to eat plants and flowers. So the caterpillar is eating the plants and the flowers, and as it's eating the plants and the flowers, it is growing. So as a caterpillar is growing, it becomes too big for its skin. So the caterpillar has to shed the old skin and get a new skin. So this happens about four times. The caterpillar keeps growing and keeps growing as it keeps eating the plants, and it keeps getting new skin. Now, on the fifth time that the caterpillar outgrows its own skin, the caterpillar now goes into a pupa, or what's called a chrysalis, when we look at it, it's a sack that you'll see a caterpillar in. And once the caterpillar enters into the chrysalis, it begins to die. Parts of the caterpillar begins to die. And then the new creation, the new creature that's being developed, feeds on the nutrients from the dying parts. Amen. So now inside of this chrysalis, well, it seems like the caterpillar is resting. The caterpillar is becoming a new creation. Somebody, come on. So now the caterpillar is becoming a new creation, and it begins to struggle and twist and turn, and it begins to it's a new creation. So now this chrysalis is confining the caterpillar. The same chrysalis that protected the caterpillar now becomes confining, and the caterpillar is now ready to come out, to emerge into the world as a full-grown adult. So the caterpillar finally wiggles his way out. He vessels inside of that chrysalis, and then he wiggles his way out into the world. Now he's in the world, but even as he gets into the world, he's in purpose, but he cannot fly because his wings have to grow. Come on, somebody. So now the caterpillar's wings begin to grow. Hallelujah. And now, when they first begin to grow, they're soft, and if you touch them, they can break. But what happens is they get hard. In a few hours, they harden to the point where now that caterpillar can take off and begin to fly and begin to soar. Ah, amen. And I like this analogy about the caterpillar, because what it does is it shows us how when we become a new creation in Christ, when you first became a new creation, you were just an ugly little creature. Oh, come on, somebody. You were just an ugly little creature, and you were like a worm, my God. And then as soon as you were born again, you began to eat the word of God. You begin to eat the word of God and feed upon the word of God, and you begin to grow. And as you begin to grow, you begin to grow out of your old skin. My God, my God. The Bible talks about putting new wine into old wineskins. You can't do it. That's why God gives you a new skin. The skin that you in, the skin that you were in, you begin to outgrow it. You begin to outgrow some of your old ways, some of your old habits, and you begin to shed this stuff. You begin to shed unforgiveness. You begin to shed bitterness. You begin to shed, and every time you begin to shed, God gave you a bigger skin to be in. He gave you more room, amen, more space to grow in, and you continue to feed upon the word, and you begin to shed shame. You begin to shed low self-esteem, Gomorrah. You begin to shed the lies of the enemy. You begin to shed some of those friends that had no business being in your life, and you begin to grow. And then you got to the point where you had grown, and God was getting ready to take you to another dimension in him. So he had to put you into the secret place. Oh, my God. He had to put you into the secret place of the abiding in the shelter of the Most High. He had to protect you and hem you in. He had to hem you in under his wings, under the shadow of his wings. Amen. And then while you were in there, he began to wrestle with you. You begin to wrestle with the Lord, like Jacob. And he said, Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And some of you are right there where you're wrestling with God. And in the midst of that wrestling, there's spiritual warfare, because the devil is trying to get into that secret place, but he can't get in unless you let him in. But he's trying to get in and lie to you. He's trying to get in and tempt you. Just like when Jesus went into the wilderness. Come on, somebody. That secret place is like your wilderness. When Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, he was tempted of the devil. Amen. And he came out victorious. And he showed us that we could defeat the devil by what? The word of God. Jesus continually said, it is written. That's why we have to eat the word of God, so that when we get into the wilderness, we'll be able, and the devil comes, we'll be able to respond with the word of God. Amen. So we begin to wrestle, and we're wrestling. And then what God's going to do is have us emerge out of the chrysalis, out of the secret place, and we're going to be full-grown adults, but our wings will continue to grow. Amen. And the more our wings grow, the more we'll be able to fly, we'll be able to soar. You know, R. Kelly said, I believe I can fly. Amen. I believe I can touch the sky. You know, we get to that point where God has nurtured us and built us up so much. We will still have spiritual warfare. You will still have spiritual warfare, but it won't have the same impact on you. Do you know that every victory that you win makes you stronger? That every victory makes you stronger. Amen. And I just want to give that. I don't know why I gave the analogy of the butterfly today, but the Lord led me to that analogy. Amen. I want to say hello to Pastor Variance. God bless you, woman of God. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm going to be opening up the phone line so that you can come in and speak with me a little bit later. I just want to go through the full armor of God, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. Amen. And Pastor Variant says that we become a part of God's plans instead of a part of our own thoughts and thinking. And I just read that in Isaiah 55, where God says that his ways are higher than our ways and his plans are higher than our plans. And that's what she's confirming on today. And she also says that the serpent always tries to outsmart us by trying to kill us with the word. Amen. And that is the truth. The serpent always tries to outsmart us. And that's why I'm going to go through the armor of God, and then I'm going to take some calls. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. And the chat room is open, so you can come into the chat room. We talked last week about spiritual warfare, that you're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's found in Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, does that mean that you don't have human enemies? No. I used to say, and I think I said last week, that that humans are not our enemies, but we do have human enemies, but we're not fighting those enemies. We're fighting the spirit that's controlling those enemies. Did you get that? So we're not wrestling against the enemy. We're wrestling against the spirit that's controlling the enemy. Amen? Amen. And praise the Lord. Yes, Pastor Darius, I will look forward to having you call in the next half an hour. Amen? And within the last half hour of the broadcast, I will be taking calls. Amen. So spiritual warfare, we know what it is. And God bless you to all who are listening on today. And if you're listening via archive, I thank you for tuning in. And you can always tune in at blogtalkradio.com/power. I'm here every single Saturday at 1 o'clock unless I'm out somewhere preaching. Amen. Amen. Spiritual warfare, how do we go into battle as Christians? And the Lord wants me to let you know also that we're in revival. We are in the middle of a revival right now. And part of the devil's plan is to stop you from praising God. The devil does not want you to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise in your life. He wants to stop you at every turn. You heard me read Psalm 67 earlier. If you praise God, he says he will bless you. And that's what that psalm says. If the people praise me, I will bless them, and then everybody will know that I am God, and then people will have a fear and an awe of me. And that's what we have to do, keep praising God, but the devil wants to stop you from praising God. Spiritual warfare, how do we go into battle as Christians? Ephesians 6:14 through 18 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. God's list of weaponry is rather unique. These are weapons of peace. Weapons of peace. Throughout the Bible, you will find examples of God's weapons in action. For instance, King Jehoshaphat sent praise singers in front of his soldiers to cause disarray among the enemy. And that's why I was saying praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. And praise will also bring down strongholds, because Joshua, remember, you singing the trumpets to bring down the great walls of Jericho. Amen. So we have to know that praise is not only is it a weapon, but it will also tear down strongholds. The Bible says that God is the Lord of the breakthrough. Amen. He's the Lord of the breakthrough. And we have to realize that God will break every barrier in your life, but you got to praise him. You got to usher in his spirit. You have to call upon the Lord. Amen. Don't leave God out of your battle. Don't leave God out of your battle. The Bible says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. Don't leave God out of your battle and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You cannot fight the devil without God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go through the warfare. I just want to, he's given us a wardrobe to wear, and just like American Express, don't leave home without it. You don't want to leave home without the armor. Amen. I want to go through the armor real quick. You want to put on the belt of truth. Amen. We call that the strong belt of truth. The truth that God provides will defeat Satan's lies every time. When you are going up against the lies of Satan, you must, like we talked about Jesus in the wilderness, you must put the word of God on it, because the truth is in the word of God, and the truth will set you free. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Make you free. What Satan may be telling or selling you might sound good, but God's truth will open your eyes. So you want to put on the belt of truth. Buckle it securely around your waist. Don't just haphazardly put it on, but buckle it securely around your waist so you'll know it's there. Know that God is with you every step of the way. He alone is the truth in life. Spend time in his word and learn his truth. Hallelujah. Then you're going to put on the breastplate of righteousness, or what I like to call the breastplate of God's approval. Listen, when you have the breastplate of God's approval, you don't need man's approval. When you have the breastplate of God's approval, you don't need man's approval. One of Satan's favorite attacks is on our hearts. That's why that breastplate will cover your heart. The Bible says guard your heart above all else. Guard your heart, because out of it come all of the issues of life. So the devil will try to attack your heart, and this in turn affects everything else. So God's approval of us and the fact that he sent his son to die for us shows that he loves us. So we don't have to be out there looking for love in all the wrong places. Amen. And then also that breastplate of righteousness lets you know that you no longer live under your righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ. Amen. God loved so much that he gave his only begotten son to die for us so that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Then you want to have on the sandals of peace. Have your feet shod with the sandals of peace. Without God in our lives, we could not have peace. The peace that God says, be not anxious for anything, but come to me with prayer and supplication, and I will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's Philippians 4:7. God will give you a peace. No matter what you're going through, kids acting crazy, a husband acting like a fool, God will give you a peace. Money funny, God will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And Pastor Varian says that praise is our spiritual weapon of mass destruction. And again, she was saying we don't need a spiritual or natural WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. We get it. We got it in the spirit of God. Amen. So God will give us peace as we go through warfare. God will give you peace in the middle of the storm. He is the master of the storm. When the disciples woke Jesus up in the ship, he said, why were you afraid? I'm with you. Why would you be scared after you've seen all of the miracles that I've already done? Why in the world would you think you were going to perish? And I'm on a ship, I'm on the boat with you. And you have to know, God is saying to you today, why are you scared? Why can't you sleep at night? Why do you think you're going to perish when you have me on the boat with you? Make sure you got God with you. Make sure you take Jesus with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is only when we give our lives over entirely to his control. Submit your life totally to Jesus. Amen. And I call them the shoes of God. See, when you have the shoes of God, you're not only walking in peace, but you're ready to spread the good news of peace, the gospel, and to do your part in helping to fulfill the Great Commission of telling everybody, the whole world, about Jesus Christ. And guess what? Why you're in spiritual warfare is because Satan doesn't want that to happen. That's the last thing that Satan wants that to happen. For you, who used to be in his army, who are a traitor, you've abandoned camp and going on to the other side, and now you're going to advance the kingdom of God? Oh, no. Satan will stop you at every turn. He will try to stop you at every turn, and he will use lies to manipulate you and think that the task is too great or that we can't make a difference. That's why you have to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. You have to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. You got to put on the helmet of salvation, which will keep your mind. The helmet of salvation will protect your mind from doubting God's word over your life. You got to put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. And also, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are given of the mind of Christ. Amen. And we are given this defensive piece of armor to protect our minds. We know that we've been saved to battle with God here on the planet Earth. We are part of God's plan. Amen. To advance the kingdom of God. Amen. So you got to have your mind protected. Amen. Put on the shield of faith, growing faith. As you eat the word, your faith will continually grow. As you heard me read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we believe and therefore we've spoken. Hebrews 11 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. The shield of faith also protects your heart. Amen. And it shields you against attacks in the form of setbacks, insults, and temptation. You must realize that the ultimate victory is yours. You already have victory in Jesus. Amen. This is a defensive weapon in our arsenal, and we use this piece of armor to guard against constant attacks by the enemy. Every morning, pick up your shield. Pick up your shield. Put on the full armor. Pick up your shield. Thank God for your faith. Faith that has a knowing. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real, and you know that his word is true, and you know that he will never leave you or forsake you. And then I'm going to talk about the sword of the Spirit, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. You got to pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. This is our offensive weapon. See, the other weapons I talked about were defensive weapons. They were going to protect you from the attacks of the enemy. But the sword of the Spirit is a defensive weapon, but it's also a weapon of offense against Satan. So when Satan comes against you, you have that word, and you hit them with the word. You cut them. You got to cut them. You know, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you know you had to fight. All my life I had to fight, you know, and you got to cut Satan. You can't let Satan come in and run rampant over your life, but you got to cut him, amen, with the word. The word will cut away. The Bible says that the word is like a double-edged sword, powerful and effective, cutting asunder to soul and spirit, going down to the innermost parts of a man, not just yourself, but your enemy. You use that word, you will convict your enemy, and you will let your enemy know that what they're doing is not right. That word is a weapon, amen. And also that word is a double-edged sword. It's going to cut your enemy, but it's going to cut you too, because you know you have an enemy in you. You have an enemy in you, amen, hallelujah. You have an enemy in you, hallelujah. So you got to realize that your enemy is not always on the outside. Sometimes your enemy is you. You sometimes are standing in the way of your own breakthrough. Your desires, your evil desires, your insecurities, your wants and what you think are your needs, these things sometimes stand in the way of you getting the breakthrough and having the victory. So you open yourself up for the devil to attack you. And God wants that to stop on today. Amen. So you got to pick up the sword of the Spirit. This is our only offensive weapon in the armor of God that's mentioned in this particular part of Scripture. Even though we have more offensive weapons, like praise. Praise is a weapon of offense because the devil sure gets offended and he flees. When we draw near to God with our praise, prayer is another weapon of offense. We pray ahead of time. Don't wait until things get bad before you pray, but pray now. Pray before the attack comes. Pray when things are good. And then you will be able to draw near to God. And when you draw near to God, you resist the devil, and the devil must flee. I'm telling you the truth up in here. I use this method. I use the armor of God in my own personal life, and it works. I'm telling you, God's word works. If you work the word will work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to pick up that sword and begin to cut away some stuff. Let God cut some stuff out of your life. What makes you go back? Keep going back to that bad relationship? What makes you keep going back to those drugs and that alcohol? That's part of spiritual warfare. That's a spiritual stronghold. That's a familiar spirit. Amen. And with drugs, that's the spirit of witchcraft, pharmacia. Amen. So you got to know that you've opened yourself up to some stuff. That's why you're being so injured in your warfare. But God wants you to pick up the armor of God so that you can be free. Amen. Our sword is his word. The sword is God's word. It's the Bible, the whole Bible, not just the New Testament, not just the Old Testament, but the Bible. When you use the word, you can slay the enemy each and every time. You can slay the evil in this world as it presents itself to you. Read your Bible. Learn the word of God. Learn God's word. Memorize verses. I never thought I could memorize scripture, Pastor Farias. I never thought. I was like, oh my God, how am I supposed to preach? And I can't even remember scripture. I mean, it was just, my mind was so fried. My brain was so fried because all of the drugs and drinking that I utilized over my life that I couldn't remember anything. But don't you know God is a restorer? Huh? God is a healer. He will give you everything back. He will give you double for your shame. He will give you what the canker worm ate. And ate away, God will restore that to you. Amen. What the devil stole, God will give that back to you. Amen. And he'll have you go back and take what the devil stole. Amen. So read your Bible and keep God's word on the tip of your tongue. When people start talking crazy, give them the word of God. Even in your workplace. I was in a store. I was at Sam's Music or Music World, and I love that store. I just went there the first time last week and this week, and I like it. They have everything that you need for music, and the guy was just talking and talking. He was making jokes, and he was making me and my daughter laugh, and then he said, excuse me, I'm having a rough day, so I just feel like laughing. I said, laughter is good for the soul. It does the heart merry like medicine. I said, and my daughter looked at me like, Mommy, you're using scripture. Now, I didn't say chapter. I didn't say verse. It might have sounded strange to him. But what I was saying to him was God's word. Keep laughing. You know, you keep, that's a word for somebody. Keep laughing. Keep laughing. And God's going to get the glory. If you dress yourself in this armor daily, you will be prepared to enter your daily life, to go out into the world and take the world by violence for God. the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Listen, when you were growing up in the world, you probably had you probably could tell somebody off, curse somebody out, and beat somebody up all within 5 minutes. All within 5 minutes. So now you're in the kingdom of God. Why all of a sudden is it that you can't fight? Why are you acting like this wimpy person who does not have any power? And God is saying on today that you have to be reminded that you have power. Get dressed. Put on the full armor of God. When David went out to slay the Philistine, Goliath, who was 9 feet tall, and David was this little teenager, when he went out with the 5 smooth stones and a slingshot, Saul gave David his armor. David put on Saul's armor and realized that it was not right for him. He said, I can't go with this. I can't even walk in this. This is not the armor that God would want me to go to battle with. And then he went in the power of the Lord. And he told Goliath, my God will deliver you into my hands. And he told him, he said, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm going to cut off your head. And that's what he did. He went and he killed Goliath, and he cut off his head. And that's what I'm saying. When we begin to speak God's language, stop speaking the devil's language over your own life. I'm killing myself. I'm on the road to destruction. I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel like quitting. I feel like dying. Well, the devil is a liar, and the truth isn't in him. Amen. So get dressed. Get dressed. We're going into battle. Amen. I'm going to have to finish because I have really went through the spiritual armor, and I want you to call in, amen, and give me your feedback about you and how you go into battle. There's just so much about spiritual warfare. I'm finishing this up today, but I want to tell you that Satan is your number one enemy. When you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you went on the front line of attack, amen, for Satan being your spiritual, your number one enemy, amen. So I'm going to take some phone calls. I want to take a quick break, amen, and I'll be right back. I'm just going to take a 5-second break. Amen. Hallelujah. I just had to take something to drink. Amen. I don't want to be slurping in your ear. But we're back for the second segment of Woman to Woman, and we're talking about spiritual warfare today. The phone lines are open, so you can begin to call in 646-652-4832. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm here talking about spiritual warfare, because if you're doing anything for God, then you are in warfare. The moment that your feet hit destiny, you became an enemy of Satan. The moment that you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, your feet hit destiny. Amen. So God is the Lord of the breakthrough. He is the breaker. Jesus Christ is the anointing that breaks every yoke. Amen. So you don't have to worry about the devil. And I'm going to talk about breakthrough. I believe I'm going to do something on, it's time for your breakthrough. I'm going to teach on how to get your breakthrough soon. Amen. I want to invite you out to our church. If you've never been, we're in the middle of a revival. Amen. For the last 3 days, we've been having revival. Demons have been cast out. Do you hear me? Demons have been cast out. I preached on Thursday night, and do you know that I sat down after I preached, and I didn't do an altar call. And as I sat down, the devil began to attack me, and I began to feel sick. I got nauseous. And then I began to pray, but I knew that there was someone in the room that needed to be delivered. So I got back up, and I did an altar call, and about 5 people came to the altar. And as I got up to pray over the people, as I got to the third person that the demons jumped on me and tried to beat me up. I know this might be scary for some people, but I just want to let you know how intense spiritual warfare is. And so I got ready to pray for this woman of God who's under intense spiritual warfare, and the demons tried to make me so sick that I couldn't stand up. So I called my husband. I said, baby, Pastor Emily, come. I need you to pray. So he prayed, and I had to literally go into the restroom and regroup. So I went into the restroom, and people were praying for me as I was in the restroom. And I came back out. I prayed. After about 5 minutes, I came back out. I tell you, the devil had knocked me down. Do you hear me? The devil had knocked me down. Amen. So I got back up, and I came back out, and I was stronger than before. And the sister that, the two people, it was this sister and it was a blind man who's been coming to our ministry who has some spiritual issues that the Lord is helping to deliver him from. And those two people had not received the oil. I was pouring oil, and the Lord had me, that sister was sitting down, and the Lord said, have her come back up here. And I called that sister back up to the altar, and I anointed her. And that sister began to call out and cry out to the Lord and praise the Lord, amen, because the devil had tried to take her anointing, amen. The fact that God wanted to publicly anoint her and deliver her, amen, and she got her deliverance, amen. And then I was able to pray for the blind brother, and he called out and he got his deliverance. So what I'm saying to you is you got to be equipped because it's war, but we're in the middle of revival. So come on out, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I've been talking so much. I only have 13 minutes. Amen. I want to open up the phone lines. Area code 910. You're on the air. Welcome to Women.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rebecca. This is Evangelist James. How are you?
God bless you, Evangelist James. I am blessed. You sound strong.
I am strong. And when I came, but you know what? Ain't no stopping me because God's got my back. The computer doesn't work, but you have a phone line that we can call in.
Yes.
And
yes.
Listen to the word that's going forth. And when I called in, you were talking about 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, you know, that area talking about being perplexed and persecuted and bearing about the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, that comes to me, ain't no stopping me because God's got my back. And then you were talking about spiritual warfare. And you know, and then the thought comes, give it your best shot. Because no weapon formed against us will prosper. Because everywhere you look, there's trouble. And every time you turn around, things are going on. But when we have God in our lives, you know, those things, they won't break us. They're going to make us better. Because he tells us, Paul says in Romans 8:28, that all these things work together for our good. Because we love God, because we have a purpose. You know, and so it doesn't matter that we don't always have to worry about the things that are happening. We don't understand why they're happening, you know, why they happen the way they do. You know, we just can't lose hope. We can't give up. We can't quit. We have to press towards the mark. And I'm just so excited about everything. And I'm looking forward to June because I'm going to Rocky Mountain.
Hallelujah. Apostle is here now. He's here now. He came up for our revival.
I'm taking Friday off. I won't be able to do all 3 days, but I will be there Friday. Looking forward to it. But God is just so awesome, and he's blessing, and I just thank him for you. Amen.
Amen. I feel the fire, woman of God. I feel the fire. You better preach. You just gave me 2 sermon titles. I wrote them down. Ain't no stopping us now. And give it your best shot. I'm telling you. Ain't no stopping me now. Ain't no stopping me now.
Ain't no stopping.
The next time I'm in the pulpit, I'm going to preach that.
I hear you. Preach it.
Amen. It might be Easter, too, but I'm going to preach that. I'm telling you.
Hey, ain't no stopping.
Hallelujah.
Easter was when it began. When it began, because when Jesus came, when he came back with all power in his hand, that gave us the key right there. Ain't no stopping us. He brought power when he got back. Yes, ma'am, that is an Easter sermon.
Amen. That is a resurrection Sunday. I'm telling you, because that you talk about resurrection. I got up and I got up fighting.
Ain't no stopping us.
That's
right.
I got up and I got up fighting. I'm telling you. Oh,
amen.
Stay with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get Pastor Variance on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Oh, you're on fire, woman of God. Pastor Variance, you're on the air.
Bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen. God bless you.
And God bless your caller. I didn't catch her name, but God bless you as well, woman of God.
Amen.
Oh, that's Evangelist. You know Evangelist.
Okay.
She's been on with us before.
Okay. God bless you. I mean, you were just, I would like to say, bringing fire and brimstone down upon the head of the enemy, because, you know, that's what we need, you know, in this hour. That's what is needed. You know, we need people who are contending for the faith. You know, people who will fight the good fight of faith. That's what that is. And it is a good fight, because we are fighting that fight for our brothers and sisters. We love them. We want them in the kingdom. We want them saved. We want them whole. We want them, you know, prosperous and healthy. And we want everything that God wants for them is what we want for them. So that's why we can equate that as being a good fight. And not think about it as being a worrisome, burdensome, bothersome fight just because we have to fight against the enemy. No, it's a good fight because we want our brothers and sisters to join us in heaven. We want them to join us in New Jerusalem. We want them to have eternal life. So it's a good fight.
Yes, my goodness. I tell you, you are releasing Rhema in this place on today, and I'm just getting to all these sermon titles because we got to preach this thing, you know, fight the good fight. You know, we got to fight the good fight. We have to, and we cannot grow weary in well-doing. And, you know, what I love about what I'm hearing from both of you is that it's not about us, but it's about the kingdom. I'm hearing kingdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm hearing kingdom, and God is being glorified. So to God be the glory. So, Pastor Varian, so you were talking about weapons of mass destruction.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead and share a little bit about that, because I didn't. Go ahead.
What God did for me, and I was, it's been a while back, but I was just writing stuff. You know, I'm just writing. You know, every time I pick up the Bible, I'm getting different topics and different messages, and I'm writing everything down. And my husband, he's like, I should know the whole Bible by now if I look at all these papers you got every week.
Wow.
Well, that's good. Know it.
Wow.
So, you know, one of the messages that God gave me, because I was sitting there thinking, and I'm going, you know, the enemy and the people that he uses in this world would have us to think that we're defenseless and that they are our protection. Well, they're not our protection. If an earthquake hits right now, they can't stop you from dying.
Yeah.
If you are in a bus and it crashes into the wall, they can't stop it from crashing.
That's right.
They can't stop the plane from coming down. They can't stop the tsunami from hitting us. So, you
That's
know, God
right.
began to speak to me, and he said, you know what? People are always trying to fight carnally, fighting with your fists, with your hands. You know, the Bible says don't be a striker of hands. You know, we're trying to fight with our words. We're trying to fight with everything in the car. But God said fight in the spiritual. You don't need an atom bomb. You got an atom bomb in your praise, in your prayer, in your love, in your kindness, in your humility, in your ability to let somebody say something to you, and you either say something good back or either be quiet. Because the Bible tells us, even a fool, when he is quiet, is counted wise.
That's powerful. And, you know, the reality of it is that when you're in spiritual warfare, it hurts. You know, that's why the Bible tells us to guard our hearts, because spiritual warfare normally is aimed at the heart. And because we have the heart of God and we have the heart of Jesus, we love. You know, we have hearts that are filled with love. So when people come against us, I mean, that's just, I'm speaking personally, that thing just, it, God is teaching me how to guard my heart, because I come at you, Evangelist James and Pastor Darren, you know, I come at you with my heart wide open.
Amen.
You know, I'm just coming at you. I'm embracing you. I'm hugging you. I'm loving on you. I'm pouring into you. You know, I'm encouraging you and exhorting you. And my heart is wide open. And those same people that I'm encouraging and exhorting are often the same ones that come back and stab me in my heart.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And often those that carry the name Jesus and God in their mouth. And as you notice, I didn't say in their heart. I said in their mouth. Often those that carry it in their mouth. And, you know, it took me a while to understand what the Lord meant by using his name in vain. So I was like, God, what do you mean by that? And that's what he meant. Using my name with your mouth, but not having me in your heart.
My God, bear with me one second. I want to just say to all of you who are listening live, we're going to stop streaming in 4 minutes. And we may go a little over about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. If you don't want to miss the end of the broadcast, you can call in now. You don't have to go on the air, but you have to call in if you want to continue to listen. 646-652-4832. And you can always come back and listen to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/power. Again, I invite you to come out to New Creation Christian Ministries. Tomorrow is our Friends and Family Day. Apostle Matthew Tillery, all the way from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, powerful man of God. He got in town last night. He will be bringing forth the word, the apostolic word, at New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church, tomorrow morning at 11:00 a.m. at our 11:00 a.m. service. Don't be late, because we start on time. Amen. So God bless you. We hope to see you then. Amen. And praise God. But we're going to keep on moving forward with the broadcast. But for those in the New Jersey area, if you haven't been, come on over. Amen. Because we are a church on the move for God. And we are pastors after God's own heart, which we're coming back to talking about the heart. The thing about it is people will stab you in your heart, ladies, but the thing about it is we're called to keep loving.
Amen.
Amen.
Fight. Yes, Jesus. He gave me a real revelation. Because, you know, we read the scriptures and we get an understanding surface level, and then he gives us a deeper understanding. He takes us from glory to glory, from understanding to understanding. And as I continue to keep reading that, because, you know, at first it didn't sit right with my mind. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Bless them who curse you. Like, Lord, is it crazy? I mean, you seriously want me to be good to somebody who intentionally, knowingly is trying to hurt me. I don't mean they spiritually know, because they're not spiritually discerning that they're being used. But they actually do know what they're doing to me right now. Are you serious? You want me to actually love on them and pray for them? And be good to them? And he said, yeah, exactly. That's plain and simple. It's not complex. It's concrete. I want you to do what I told you to do. And so I was like, you know what? All right. You know, and you know, when God tells you something or when God wants us to do something, he's going to send people our way to make sure we're doing it, right? He's going to make sure we're doing it. He's going to send somebody that's going to say something to you that would normally get up under your skin to see if you're going to love on them and pray for them and be kind to them. Be nice
my
to them.
God.
And he sent them darts. Ooh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He sent them darts at me. And I was like, ooh, okay, God. I got this. I got this. You know, the first few times I fumbled a little bit, you know, but he said, even though we fall, he'll pick us back up. But I fumbled the first couple of times, but then, you know, I got on my feet like riding a surfboard. I caught my balance. I got on my feet a little bit, and I was like, oh, okay, God, I got this. I got this. So the next person that come will be ready.
Yeah.
And God knows he prepared me and ordained me to be ready for every little attack that came. And so I began to learn how to pray for somebody that said something nasty. Not that it didn't hurt me. Don't get me wrong. Anybody that's listening to us, it hurt like, oh, Jesus, it hurt. It hurt so bad. I was hurting so bad. But I had to stand up still and say, I'm going to fight this good fight of faith no matter what you do. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray harder for you. I'm going to be constantly in my prayer, because you know what? God is going to use you to do something good for his name. He needs you. That's why you're fighting so hard against me.
My goodness. And the thing about it is that strikes a chord with me is that God tells us to love our enemies. You know, and when we love, but we have to remember that even though we're loving on them, they're still our enemies.
Yes.
You know, so often we try to defend our enemies.
Yes.
And that's just like the little boy picking up a snake because the snake was being nice to him. And the snake was like, I need a ride down the hill, down the mountain, and I can't crawl down the mountain because I'm old. So the boy picks up the snake and wraps the snake around him and carries the snake. And while he's going down the mountain, the snake is being nice to him. The snake saves his life. He almost stepped on off a crack that would have sent him down the mountain. And he's like, oh, the snake's not so bad after all. And they got down to the bottom of the mountain, and the snake turned around and bit him with all this venomous poison. And the boy looked at the snake, and he was so hurt. And he said, well, why did you do that? And he said, well, I'm a snake. That's what I do. You know, so often we're trying to befriend the snakes, the enemy.
Yeah.
And now we don't battle against flesh and blood. But I was saying even on last week that we don't have human enemies, but that's not correct. That's not biblically correct. Because
right.
The Bible clearly says, love your enemies.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did have to make a correction. And don't you know, we're always growing and we can always back and correct ourselves, you know, because God is, without knowledge, the people perish. And that's why I was getting hurt in warfare, because Evangelist James, I was taking my enemy as my friend.
Right.
And with friends like that, who needs enemies?
Amen.
Amen.
So I had to realize that, yeah, I got the love on you. I have to be nice to you. I have to heap coals of kindness on your head, but you're still my enemy.
That's it.
But God will contend with my enemies. God will contend with our enemies. And we don't have to fight that battle. The battle is not mine. I'm going to do what God told me to do. You can act like a fool if you want to.
That's it. Come on.
But you better watch out, because God says, touch not my anointed.
Come on.
My prophets no harm. So I got to pray for you, because the vengeance is the Lord's. My God, I'd rather have you fall into my hands than fall into the hands of the Most High God.
That's right.
So, it's complex. It's concrete, Evangelist Pastor Varian, but complex.
Right.
It's not that easy to figure out, because you're like,
no, it's not.
You know, your enemy will be nice to you. When they feel like being nice to you. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah, come on now. I know from personal experience, my mother. And you know, some people may think that I'm being wrong or that I'm, you know, talking about her, but I'm not. Reality is reality, and that's the one thing that God says. The truth is the truth. Be aware.
Yeah.
All right? It's the truth.
Yeah.
But my mother, you know, she would be one of those people who will cut you and then be nice to you.
Yeah.
And then try to go, you know, come here, give me a hug, give me a kiss. No, lady, get away from me, because I don't like that old nice, nasty, fake, phony crap. If you're going to cut me and keep moving. And then I can go over here and heal in my corner and come back when I done got myself together. But don't try to be nice to me, because that's what the enemy does. He want to do something to you or be nice to you before he do it to you. And then he's still going to be nice to you after he does it to you, too.
Yeah, I preach
that.
That
old nice nasty.
Yeah, I preach that Wednesday, Thursday night, it's time for your breakthrough. I preach that about how you will have people, they come against you, they're nice to you one minute, then they're nasty the next. They have all these different personalities. These are people who call themselves Christians, people who call themselves Christians, people who call themselves Christians. And they cut you up in a minute, but you have to approach them. And I said they're bipolar, you know, like they're bipolar. And you have to approach them and just ask them, well, who are you today? You know, is it safe? I mean, are you in a killing mood today? I mean, who are you today? Who am I dealing with today? Because you're right, you know, but you can discern. That's why God gives us discernment, because you can see on the person's face, like, this is just one of those days.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those days, you know.
Yeah.
But guard your heart, you know, guard your heart. and pray for your enemies, because you do have enemies of flesh and blood, but your war is not against flesh and blood. Your war is against the spirit that has
control over
your enemies. They say you can't, that has possessed.
Yeah.
Your enemy is possessed with an evil spirit. Your enemy is possessed with demons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's your fight. Come on, somebody. Come on. You know, come on. You can even see them demons. I know.
Oh, you can.
Too much for a lot of people.
Jesus, you can.
You can see the demons, and we get mad at the people, but we got to feel sorry for them, because and then we can't be too quick to cast out demons.
Why?
Because that's going to kill them, because you open them up and you cast out them demons and you don't fill them up, that demon going to come back forever more. You know, come on. And then that's ultimate death for real.
Right.
So we got to just put, that's why we got to put the word in there. That's why we speak the word to our enemies.
Yeah.
So that God's word won't come back void. See, the word will break that yoke. It will break every yoke. The anointing, my God, will break every yoke.
Yes, it will. I know personally, I see this every day in my job as I'm working. I see it every day. When the enemy stands up in somebody, their eyes become so black.
Wow.
And, you know, people think that that's some type of gimmick that they put on the movies and stuff. But let me tell you something. When the enemy stands up in them, their eyes become so black that you can literally tell who you're talking to at that point in time.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I mean, let me tell you something. You can talk to them normally and know for a fact that the enemy is behind them talking. But when he really stands up, when he's trying to really get your attention and make you do something you know you shouldn't be doing, when he really working hard, when that little man there, and I say little man because he ain't nothing compared to God. When that little man there stands up in them, oh my God, you talking about something that's, I don't mean like scary on a, you know, really I'm afraid standpoint, but it's like, oh my God, wow, I did not know that you were going to stand up like that. But you know what? Despite what you're trying to tell me or what you're trying to do to me, I'm a servant of the Most High God.
Amen.
And you can't influence me to do not one thing. I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do.
Amen.
And not what you try to provoke me to do. But yes, ma'am, if you get close enough to one of them people that's really possessed, and they don't know they possessed, because see, the enemy ain't going to just show up in the forefront like that.
Right.
He waits to a point. Yeah.
Right.
He waits. So he feels like, okay, you know what? You hurting, or somebody done said something or did something. So now he's trying to get you to lash out, which was the case. And so, I mean, he stood up in her, and he was like, you know what, you tell him this and that and this and that. And I was like, is you crazy? Yeah, okay, you is crazy.
And that's a great illustration. My God, that is a perfect illustration. You said he tell her, you say this and you say that. Don't you know that that is a perfect illustration, that some of those words the devil is telling that person to speak? Have you ever had that happen to you where you know you shouldn't have said something? And you heard this voice say, go ahead, come on. Evangelist James, has that ever happened to you?
Amen.
You know you weren't supposed to say it. You heard this voice say, go ahead and say it, or go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it was wrong.
I did it before I knew it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I did it before I knew it. God used somebody. He allowed the enemy to use somebody from my past. Not my far past, but my nearest recent past. That, you know, I didn't have words with, but they had some words against me. And so when that person came into sight, that thing jumped up in me just so fast. And immediately they called me out of my name. And immediately I went right at them with the same word. And before I had to know what I had done and said was out. And
wow.
I was like, oh, my God. Okay, that's another area we need to work on right there.
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
One thing that came to me.
Go ahead.
excuse me. I'm sorry. One thing that came to me, you know, is that the spirit of rejection, sometimes that's so hurtful. And we have a tendency to lash out when we feel rejected. But we also need to realize that the scripture says that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. That is in Psalms. So where somebody may think they're actually rejecting you, we have to make them know that Satan is a liar. You're not rejecting me. God has separated me from you, and I don't need to look back because I'm continuing to look forward. And so as long as we just try to stay focused on the positive, accentuate the positive, because we know that people are going to try us and test us every time. But we just have to, you know, like you said, when you see it coming, you know, you already have your armor on. When you see it coming, just you have to use that weapon of mass destruction, and give it to God. So God will set it off before you even know it's been set off.
Right. You know what? I want to say this also for people who are listening to us and who will be listening in Pastor Rebecca's archive. Please know that if you did find yourself in that position where I found myself, which was a very hurtful place, okay? If I had to say that thing, I was like, Jesus, okay. Please know that you didn't fail that test just then.
Mm.
Please know that that was not a failure. Please understand that that was just God revealing to you that there's something else you need to look at and work on. Because, you know, we can get it in our mind that we've made it to the point where we're washed and cleansed all the way through. Through and through. We washed and clean. There ain't nothing need to be worked on. We all there. Please know that that was not a failure. That's just a God, a Father, that's lovingly saying, see, this right here is what we're going to tackle next. That's it. You didn't fail the test. It wasn't a pass or fail test to begin with. Please get this. It was not a pass or fail test. It was a, look, this is what we're going to tackle next. This is the next thing that we're going to destroy in your life.
And that's why I just want to just talk on that for a minute, because that's why we have to continually pick up that sword, which is the word of God. You know, we have to let the word of the Lord continually be coming out of our mouths, even when somebody says something against us, because God is continually working on us. We're always a work in progress. And the thing about that is I had that experience where I'm working I was working on myself, but what I had to realize is that it's not about me working on myself. It's about me surrendering myself to the will of God, because you know what? I can't do nothing with myself, you know, and that's what God told me. He was like, you're in works, you know, and it gets to a point where you can be in works, and if you're in works, then the work that's done can be undone. But when you're in the spirit, the work that's done cannot be undone. When God does it, it's done for real. And I was walking in fear that I was going to say something because I was under intense attack, and I felt like I was going to say something or curse somebody out or hit somebody, and that was the old me. But God reminds me that I'm a new creation, and the old stuff has passed away. Now, not that it didn't enter, you know, it came to my mind. One time I just wanted to punch somebody. I said, I just feel like punching. I told my husband, I just feel like punching her. And my husband said, no, you don't want to punch anybody. He said, because that's the old you. He said, I pray for you daily because I know how you used to be. But what I had to do was come to grips with the fact that the work that I was doing on myself, trying to be good, was not good enough. It was not enough. It was ineffective. Only what God does will last.
Amen.
So I had to humble myself.
Yes.
And come to the fact where it says not that person wasn't the only problem, because if I was having these thoughts, then I too was a part of the problem.
Exactly.
So maybe I was puffed up. Maybe I was being proper. I come before a fall, a Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, God cannot use that. You know, so God says, what do you need? What is going on with you? You need to humble yourself. You need to submit yourself. You need to come out of works and get back in faith and believe that I I can save you to the utmost. The Bible says that Jesus is able to save you. He saves to the utmost. So I want to be saved. Let me just say it like this. I want to be saved for real, for real.
Amen.
Save me for real, Lord.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to be scared. I said, God said, stop being scared that you're going to do something because I get to give you fear. That's from the devil.
That's
you're
right.
not going to say anything. You're not going to do anything. Just say my word.
He'll stop you. That's it. He'll stop you. That's the thing, though. He'll stop
just
you.
Say my word.
But just like in my example of myself, with my own experience, he doesn't stop you at certain times to show you things. Because what the Bible
right.
tells us is, you know, we can be doing things for God and we can be right with God, but sometimes you get to a point in your thinking and in your thought process where you feel like you're okay.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You feel like ain't nothing going to hurt me, ain't nothing going to hit me, ain't nothing going to come my way that I can't handle, you know, and you're
That's
just,
right.
you're confident in that safety zone, that
That's
safe
right.
mode. And God say, wait a minute, didn't I tell you that these people are going to be attacking you all the time? You got to be prepared. You got to be, you know, sober like Jesus said, watch, you know, because they coming at you all day, every day. And so what I had to realize then was what he was saying to me was, look, see, you weren't watching. You remember when he told
right.
me to pray, I'm going to go up in the mountain and pray? Watch. And he came back, they were asleep.
Amen. Amen.
And that's
like
what I was doing, sleeping.
Like you said, Pastor Darius, the Lord showed me also, he said, if something, he said, don't walk in fear that something will slip out or that you will do something that will bring a black eye to Christianity or, you know, he said he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, you know,
yeah,
or that
right.
will bring shame to the name because that's my concern. You know, when you get there,
right.
that you don't want to bring shame to the family name. He said, don't
right.
be scared that you're going to bring shame to the family name. He said, if something does come out, then that is just to let you know that these are the areas that still need work. So exactly, I'm in agreement with what
Amen.
You're saying, that we have to let God be the potter, and
it.
We just the clay, and let him do it for real, because I don't want to be someone, even with lust, like good-looking men. You know,
right.
I have to deal with that, but I'm not going to put
right.
myself in temptation either.
That's right. Amen.
But God is
That's
good.
Good.
Amen.
Yes,
we're over time. We're out of time. We're not out of time, but Apostle's here. We have a dinner reservation for 5 o'clock. He traveled
Amen.
With 3 men from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, one of his
Amen.
Elders, and 2 of his members, and our pastor, my husband, and I will be dining with them, breaking bread with them at 5 o'clock this evening. And I tried
Amen.
To, I was like, I'll be the only one that, and the apostle said, you tell my daughter she better come. So I will be holding, I'll be representing. I'll be
Amen.
Representing.
Amen. Well, please pass on my blessings to everybody. They got a blessed woman that will be sitting in their midst, and I hope and I pray that they will recognize the greatness that God has placed on the inside of you that's sitting around him as men.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be a good fellowship. They were at the church last night. Listen, we do have videos from the services. I'll try to find a way to get you guys some copies because it's just been powerful these
Amen.
Past 3 days. Amen. So just shoot me over your information. And I'll bless you both with copies of those DVDs. I don't have audios yet, but I do have DVDs from those services. So send me an email over at power. Send it to Rebecca_Simmons@ymail.com.
Okay.
Send it there, and I'll be able to get that information and get those DVDs out to you next week because you both have been a blessing to me, and I just want to bless you to sharing what God has been doing these past 3 days.
Amen.
God be the glory for both of you women. You, Evangelist James, and you, Pastor Rebecca, I pray that God just continues to increase you in wisdom and knowledge and in understanding, and through all of that, money going to be there.
I receive it.
To God be the glory.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
They already told us last night that the church was too small for us. We've been looking to move. There were every seat was full. I was helping
that's
the ushers.
That's a hint, Pastor. That's a hint.
Amen. I know God is trying to tell us something, but we have to widen. What do you say? Isaiah 54. Expand the borders of your tent.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, because God, He will increase you as you seek His face and praise Him and give Him glory for the work that He allows you to do. You know, God is just awesome. You know, we're overwhelmed. My husband and I, we're just shaking our heads like, God, you're just so awesome. You know, you're so true. I want to just talk to those of you, you ladies on the phone, on the air with me on today, and those who are listening to the archives. I just want to say, just stay the course. You know, stay the course. Continue to be true to yourself. Continue to submit and surrender your life to God. Continue to walk according to the commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And like Jesus said, all of the 10 are wrapped up in those. So just really focus on being sold out.
Amen.
Being sold out for Jesus Christ, and fight the good fight of faith. The warfare will come, but know that it's for the kingdom's sake, and God's word is going to be fulfilled. His word shall be fulfilled in your life. There is nothing, Evangelist James, there's nothing, Pastor Varius, there's nothing, woman of God, man of God who's listening, that God has said to you through His word or through His prophets that shall not come to pass.
Amen.
He is not a man that he should lie. Nor the Son of Man that he would repent and change his mind about what he has said about you. Step boldly out into the battlefield. Step boldly out onto the battlefield. Like Evangelist Jay said, tell that OBI demon, hit me with your best shot. Because
if
you knock me down, I'm getting back up again. It's going to come to a point where you can't knock me down. But guess what? Even if you do, my Father is still standing. Hallelujah. So know it's not in vain. Know that, look, with God is no respecter of person. Let me tell you something. He is blowing my mind. I'm telling you, my house just went into remodification. Our mortgage payment was lowered after they went to foreclose on our home. My kids are prospering. They're blessed. Great is the peace of my children. My son, who has seizures, who they said would never go to college, is on his way to college.
Bless God.
Oh, my God. I mean, he is just a blessing. The ministry is prospering. Souls, and when I say prospering, listen, I'm not talking about money. Souls are being saved.
Yes.
Hearts are being revived for God.
Yes.
People who have given up on God have had their faith revived. I mean, God is just so good. We're snatching them out of the fires of hell. We are snatching them out of the fires of hell, and God is just blessing us. We're in the overflow. You know, my husband and I are in the overflow because you can't outgive God.
No, you can't.
You cannot outgive God. You give Him your life. When you give God your life, people think it's about money. It's not about money.
It's not.
When you give Him your life, there is no good thing that He will withhold from you.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank Jesus. No good thing. Somebody, I know, Evangelist Davis, you needed to hear that today. And I know God, I sense God is doing some mighty things in your life, woman of God. You know, I just see, you know, waters moving out of the way. Like when Moses walked through the river on dry ground, the Red Sea on dry ground with the Israelites, that's what I see. And I see you going forward with the staff. Evangelist James, I see you going forward with the staff or holding up the staff and the waters are parting. And then I see you going through the river, the Red Sea, whatever that Red Sea is, on dry ground with no And I see people following you. You're leading some people up out of bondage, up out of captivity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God built you up. He's built you up for such a time as this. And it's not about a title. It's not about what people think about you. Stop caring about what people think. It's
Amen.
About what God has called you to do. And it's a mighty work. It's
Amen.
A mighty work. And somebody, and Pastor Varius, God is saying, this is your season. This is your season. He said, come and sup with me. God is saying, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. He said, it's not the door to your heart because I'm already in there, but this is the door to your destiny. And God is saying, open up the door. And he said, there are people in your life that you're going to have to disconnect yourself from because they don't have the things of God in mind for you. There are people who are waiting for you to fall. They say, who does she think she is? Thinking she's a pastor. Who does she think she is? But God said, like King David was anointed in the private place, you have been anointed in the private place. Even before you get to the pulpit that God has assigned you over, he has anointed you. And he said, just like David was anointed three times, the third time was when the people of Israel anointed him. The second time was when he was anointed by the tribe of Judah. But the first time was in his living room when the prophet Samuel went there and poured the oil on his head after he had been counted out by his own daddy, by his own family. And God is saying, I don't care how many people have counted you out, like the evangelist read on today. She gave us the scripture that the Lord has set you apart. He has set you apart for himself. So God has already anointed you. He has appointed you. He has ordained you for this work. So don't worry about man. Stop worrying about man. Stop trying to please people. I'm just going to say it like I'm hearing it. And just do what I told you to do. Go forward, says the Lord. It's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to move forward. I don't know what that means to you. But God says it's time for you to move forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's a mighty work. Oh, my God. Yes, hallelujah. It's a mighty work. It's a kingdom work. Don't go half stepping. It's a kingdom work. You got to go in there all in all. If it ain't all, don't let it be nothing.
Yeah.
Don't go half stepping. It's a kingdom work. And God wanted me to impart that to the two of you on today. Amen. Because even within this next couple of weeks, before the summer hits full force, before June, some stuff is going to open up.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. April, May, June. My God, that's 3 months. Ha.
Jesus.
Stuff is going to open up. Oh,
thank
my God.
I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I have stepped into, I was telling Shay last week that, you know, I have been scared. God has delivered me from a spirit of fear. I'm a pastor.
Yeah.
But there were certain areas that I was scared. You know, I wasn't scared of the devil.
Right.
I wasn't scared of people. We got to go. But I was scared of the next level, the next dimension, the mantle, because it just seemed too big.
Right.
But God is saying you got to step up. You're like that caterpillar.
Yeah.
You can't sit anymore in the mantle that you're in. I gave you a bigger mantle. So what? So you can grow into it.
Jesus.
All of it is truth.
All of it's truth. All of it I receive. All of it is the word of God. All of it is His name. It's time for you to stop playing games with people and yourself. Not that, you know, I'm not doing what he told me to do, but I'm not doing enough of what he told me to do. You know, I'm not fully just flowing freely because I allow, you know, close to me to not that I'm afraid, but, you know, as you said, it's like, okay, you know what, let me do this to just make you happy and content with yourself. And and he's saying to me, I ain't calling you to make nobody happy and content.
Right,
so I receive that wholeheartedly because I know that that's my daddy chastising me because I need to be beat, and I understand that, and I receive my spanking, my spiritual spanking, as I call it. I receive that because I need it. When I'm acting up, I need to be beat and put back in my proper place. He says, spare the rod and spoil the child.
My
I don't
God.
Want to be spoiled, and I don't want to be out of place and out of order. So I will take and receive what he has given to me and just get back in place, get back in line and go, you know what? That's right. I was wrong. I should not have done it. I did it. Acknowledge it, accept it, repent of it, and keep going.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist James, this prayer is on out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe we need to be covered. Pray for Pastor Darius and pray for me, please. Pray for our listeners. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you today, God.
Yes,
we bless
God.
Your name, God, right
yes,
now
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for your word, Lord. We thank you knowing that nothing can separate us from your love, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, that you have given us the weapon of praise, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
That we may be able to fight the enemy, God. Oh, God, we pray a special blessing upon our listeners, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes.
Give them the ear to hear, God. Let them not just be hearers, but to be doers of your word, God. Help them to spread your word out abroad, God, that bring more listeners in into this fold, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes.
God. We ask for special blessings upon Pastor Varian, God. Oh, Lord, strengthen her, God, in her ministry,
yes.
God. Oh, God, give her courage to endure, God. Oh, God, give her that steadfast walk, God, saying that nothing will be able to separate me from the love of God. Oh, God,
yes.
Help her to use her weapons of mass destruction, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, we rebuke any assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
We're walking in authority, God. We're walking in power, God, because
yes.
we have knowledge, God. Oh, God, and then we pray, God, for Pastor Rebecca, Lord. Oh, God, this great woman of God who is over the airways, God, expand her territory, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We see great things happening, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen her, God. Strengthen her family, God. Strengthen her church family, Lord. I pray a special blessing upon her spiritual leaders, God. Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, because she has big work to do, God. Oh, Lord, we know that you'll be there leading and directing, God. And, God, just bless this union, God. This union of ministers, God, and evangelists, God, and people of God. God, just help us to expand, Lord Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to seek you in your way at all times, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, bless Evangelist James right now, God.
Yes,
and thank you for, Father God, her heart, God, towards, Father God, your people, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask that you continually stir up the gifts in her and pass the variance, oh, God, and give them, Father God, the desires of their hearts, God. And, Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. And I put a hedge of protection, Father God, around her, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. I cut off the hand of Satan, God, even as she has prayed for us. We cut off the hand of Satan over her life, God. Protect her and her children, oh, Lord. Protect, Father God, everything, Father God, that pertains to her. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this ministry, God, that you have given us, these three women, Father God, in earthen vessels, oh, God. We ask, Father God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk worthy of the call, Father God, that is upon our lives. And, Lord, we give you the glory, even as we go down from this place, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's a touch Pastor Varys' husband, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
to the man of God, oh God.
Yes.
Your word in his soul, oh God.
Yes.
Continue, Father God, to let him see you for himself, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're going to do in his life, oh Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you're raising him up to be a mighty man of valor, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word that he has even read, Father God, in his wife's notes, Lord. That word won't come back to you, boy. So thank you, Lord. Stir up the word. Stir up your word. Stir up your word, God.
Yes,
sir. The word, God, in the heart of the man, God, the heart of the man servant, oh, Lord. And, Lord, we will be sure, ever so certain, God, at the end of this day, after these prayers are answered, oh, God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen and praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right, God. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He has his
if
way.
He has,
amen.
He always does. Amen. And we always thankful for him coming in and swooping down and saying, I'm here. And so that's why I received that word that you gave to me. I received that wholeheartedly because I knew for a fact where it came from. You know, I knew he was saying, listen, you know, we played this game long enough.
It just brings me so much delight that he loves us that much. You know,
it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Look at what
nobody.
He was saying. And he was still gentle in everything he said. He was still gentle.
Oh, he loves us. That's how our Father is. You know,
yeah.
He is gentle. He's not man. Our fathers in life may have disappointed us and dropped the ball on us and abused us and us and molested us. But God,
but God,
he's not like that. He can love us better than that, you know. So I got to go. Ladies, God bless you. I don't have a keyboard to play. I don't have a switchboard to play any music, but we're just going to go out and enjoy the Lord. I love you.
I love you, too.
This time.
Love you all.
Get the word. Tell somebody. Repost my post on your Facebook or MySpace and let people know about Women to Women. Amen. Because we want to. God is bringing together ministers of the gospel to be strengthened and to be trained and to be sent out into the world. I know my assignment. Amen. So let's keep the word. I received your prayer. That was a prophetic prayer, evangelist.
Yeah.
So I received that prayer. I know my assignment. So God dealt me. You snuck that one in. I'm
He deals
so well. Amen. So we're going to do what we're going to do. This was our MIT on a Saturday afternoon. So all of us are being trained up. We're going to continually be trained up in the Lord. Amen. So God bless you, ladies. I love
bless
you.
God bless
and
you
I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Amen. Bless
you. This is Pastor Rebecca. We're signing out. Thanks for tuning in, listening to the archive. And we just thank you for being with us. We pray that you were blessed. Amen. It is my prayer that God did something or said something that would make a difference in your life. So I want you to be challenged, woman of God, man of God, to go out there and set the world on fire for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Come and visit us over at 87 First Street, New Creation Christian Ministry. We're NCCM, the Kingdom Church. So come on out and see us where you belong, in the presence of royalty, a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, where everyone is treated like the king and the queen that they are. So we're looking forward to you coming out and being a part of our worship services, to be a part of our family. And also, go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God loves you, and so do we, right here at Women to Women. Amen and praise God.
Amen. Yeah.